So we're checking in with the Norfolk County Register of Deeds, Bill O'Donnell, for kind of a mid-year update. Hey, Bill, good to see you.
Nice to see you, Joe, and my best to everyone at Quincy Access Television. Thanks for doing this, and my best to you and your fellow colleagues, and as well as all the residents of Quincy. We live in interesting times during this COVID pandemic, and it's good to take the virtual trip to Quincy Access Television.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. I know I said this before, but I'll say it again. Hopefully the next time we can do it in person.
Yes, I always enjoy it. I always enjoy coming to Quincy, and your studio is the best. It's the best. But the people are the best. But, you know, as people know, Governor Baker on March 10th declared a state of emergency here in Massachusetts and to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. And, you know, we're proud here at the Registry. We've been open the whole time. You know, we have physically closed off the building to the public and to our users. But thankfully, a lot of the modernization initiatives that had started over the years have helped us get through it. And we haven't missed one transaction from being recorded. We've been open every day. And knock on wood, some of that's just good fortune. But hopefully it stays that way. As far as statistics, the document volume, both in Norfolk County and Quincy, has increased. We looked at statistics from January 1st to June 30th, 2019 to 2020, and countywide, it was 64,981 documents over that 6-month period, and it's 74,961 in 2020. That's almost $10,000 increase in document volume, or 15%. And Quincy mirrored that in 2019 for that, you know, same period. It was 6,107 documents, and in 2020 it was 6,854, or a 12% increase. So clearly, the document volume has been busy, even with the impacts of COVID-19. But it's really the mix, Joe, and you could see it with the deeds that were recorded. The total deeds in 2019 for that 6-month period was 8,292. And for the 8-month period in 2020, it's 7,502. That's down 790, or down 10%. And Quincy for that same 6-month period was 959 documents, deed documents in 2019 versus 837, down 13%. So Quincy seems to be mirroring the county, and you might say, well, what happened? Well, I really think the impacts of COVID-19 have had an effect on the open houses. Now, you know, clearly, you know, February and March may have been slow anyway, but what I'm hearing is, you know, some people just don't have the comfort level yet in getting their houses on the market. I know there seems to be, as these reopenings are taking place, a return to a new normal, whatever that is. So, but COVID-19, I would say, has had an impact on sales. Now, what has driven the document volume that it would increase? And to give you an idea of the real impact, actually, before I get to the mortgages, total deeds for this for the second quarter. And the second quarter is April 1st, 2020 to June 30th, 2020. So that really kind of is the COVID period.
Mm-hmm.
Total deeds went down by almost 1,100 documents, 1,100 deeds. We were down here in Norfolk County, countywide. That's down 22%. And in Quincy, it was down 28%. That over that 3-month period, there was 539 deeds last year and only 388 this year. So you can really see that, you know, sales are down. Mortgages are up. It's been extraordinarily busy here at the Registry, and it's been driven by the low interest rates and the lending. Total mortgages over the 6-month period was 11,640 countywide, but in 2020, 19,019.
Wow.
63% increase. Over 7,300 mortgages were increased countywide, and Quincy mirrors that. Quincy had mortgages of 1,163 in 2019 and have 1,744 in 2020, or a 50% increase.
Wow.
And to get an idea, mortgages carried everyone through the COVID, because I mentioned how we looked at the second quarter. In Quincy, the mortgages second quarter last year was 712. This year were 935, or a 31% increase in mortgages. And countywide for that same three-month period, it was a 58% increase in mortgages. Okay. So, clearly the low interest rates have helped. People are refinancing for a number of reasons.
Sure.
Clearly maybe people are staying in the house longer. We have seen that statistically when we've had prior conversations, but maybe people are borrowing money to improve their house or expand their house. Interesting statistics. I do want to mention foreclosures. For instance, the foreclosure deeds, which is the end of the process. There was only five of them in Quincy. Over a six-month period, which is incredible. But countywide, they increased 10%. But what you have to be aware of is that the notices to foreclose, which is the beginning of the process, in 2020 countywide, it was 155. And in 2019, it was 213. And, Quincy, relatively small amount. It's 22 notices in 2020, down from 25 in 2019. But countywide, I think you got to be wary, because there's been a suspension of foreclosure and eviction proceedings. As a matter of fact, Governor Baker just extended that till October.
Yes.
So some of those notices, maybe the banks have, some of those notices or the numbers are skewed because of the moratoriums that are in place. But I always mention when we're online here with you and talking on to Quincy Access, is Quincy are lucky enough. There's got to be struggles going on between people being on furlough or people losing their jobs. So make sure, you have the Quincy Community Action Program and NeighborWorks Housing Solution that provide good counseling services and help people through difficult times. You can call them directly, or you can go onto our website at www.norfolkdeeds.org, and we have links again to Quincy Community Action Program and NeighborWorks Housing Solution. So if you're having some issues, reach out. And also, if you go to our website, we have links to the Massachusetts Attorney General's Office. It's the Consumer Advocacy and Response Division, and other links to the Attorney General's Office where they can hopefully help you out and get you out of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know QCAP in particular has been awarded some grant money to help folks in the hospitality industry, the restaurant industry, have been particularly hard hit. So there may be some immediate relief for them if they reach out to learn more about that.
Yes, and again, you try to look at statistics to see trends, but when there's a moratorium, I have a feeling there's a lot more people struggling, the moratorium has kind of hidden that. So definitely reach out. And again, that's great that there's COVID-19 money coming to help people. And, I just look at our operations, some of the modernization initiatives that we've been talking about over the years really has helped us stay in place. And again, we couldn't be operational without the patient's understanding of not just the employees, but also the public. We had to change things up a little bit. And but I think in doing what we've done, we have not missed a day of work. We've kept the real estate economy and the real estate market here in Norfolk County viable. And again, our priority is the health, safety, and welfare of our employees, as well as those that intersect with the building. And I think we've tried to balance that. And you're only one bad thing away from someone getting sick. But we've put plans in place. One of them being electronic recording. I thank local legislators like John Keenan and Representative Mariano, Representative Chan, Bruce Ayers. These representatives that you have back in 2017, Norfolk County was a pilot program. We had to get legislation through that allowed us to do electronic recording in the land court side of the registry. There are two sides of the registry. About 20% of Norfolk County's land is registered land or land court land. Well, we got legislation through. Kudos to the local reps. And sometimes you don't think of these things. Well, you know, we were doing it to be more efficient. The lawyers wanted it. The lenders wanted it. Where, you know, someone in Quincy, a lawyer in Quincy, could be doing a closing. And if they had registered land, they could now shoot it through the internet and have it recorded. We had been doing that on the recorded side for years. So here's an initiative 2017. Well, good thing we did it, because it has allowed us to physically close the building down, but the users of the registry, the lawyers, the banks, the title examiners, they have access to record through electronic recording. And to give you a sense of volume, in May of 2020, on the registry side, electronic recording was 82%, up from a usual number of 50%.
Sure.
And on the land court side, it was 76%, which before this started, it was 35%.
Wow.
So
okay.
The numbers, and I think, you know, I think people are doing it because out of concerns of safety for themselves. Well, first of all, they can't come into the building.
Right.
So, yeah, we got to get the documents recorded. Now, if people don't have electronic recording, we have a lockbox where you can drop off your recordings. We have a telephone number there so you can call in to make sure and see someone take it out, and we get it recorded. So, you know, we've tried to, you know, change up the operation, but recognize some people might not do electronic recording. So that's why we haven't missed a beat. You know, some other registries, I'm glad we were part of that pilot program. Some other registries don't have electronic recording for the land court. And you know, it really is problematic in times like this where you have to, you know, make some decisions about who you let into the building.
Sure. Yeah. Are mortgage discharges also electronically recorded, Bill?
They can be. You know, a lot of the institutional lenders, the lawyers, they can do it. So again, mortgage discharges, for those that are watching, when you borrow money, the bank or the lender puts a mortgage that tells the world that you owe them the money. But when you pay it off, you want to make sure that a discharge gets recorded. And we do have a document. Sometimes people are like, well, I can't remember who my lender is or was because of all the mergers. So we have a document on our website, again, www.norfolkdeeds.org, that says, where has my lender gone? And gives you links. However, if you were just wanting to do it yourself, as some people do, unfortunately, we haven't been doing office hours and things like that. Right. You could come to the registry. And we're still taking mail, but I mean, I'm type A, I get a discharge. You can drop it off to the box here and do it. So a lot of the mortgage discharges are getting recorded electronically because the lawyers and the institutional users like the banks are doing it that way. But if you get one in the, you know, if you get one as a consumer and you have to do it yourself, you could either do it by mail. You know, we still get our mail. We still get our Federal Express packages, our UPS packages, and we'll get it on. Or you could physically drop it off to the registry using that mailbox. There's a box right in front of the registry doors to get it done.
Good to know. Okay, very good. I'm curious about prices, you know, real estate prices and what the effect the pandemic has been on that.
Well, I think we're still back to where it was before the pandemic, where when you talk to brokers, they would say, there's not enough inventory. And when there's not enough inventory, it's... You know, if it's priced right, and again, I hear that from brokers anecdotally, like it has to be priced right, they might get multiple offers on a property and then end up being over asking. To give you a sense, the average, and again, it's weighted. We have commercial and residential here involved, but countywide, the average sale price was $761,000 in 2019, and it's almost $825,000 in 2020 over that 6 month period we talked about. That's an increase of 8%. And we looked at Quincy for that same 6 month period, January 1st to June 30th.
Yep.
And the average sale price in 2019 was $532,000. Again, recognizing it incorporates some residential as well as commercial. And in 2020, it was $603,000 or a $72,000 increase, roughly 14%. So prices are still going up. And probably also because of the COVID, there might not be as many. People still have to have a comfort level of letting people in their house. And I know the real estate brokers are doing a great job trying to, you know, work with that and doing things virtually. But it certainly looks like the prices have still, despite the COVID situation, been going up.
Yeah, probably also because supply is still pretty low and people are staying put and really not sure what to do right now in terms of moving.
Yes, right. Yeah. And sometimes your best move is a non-move because, you know, someone who might have been thinking of upgrading on a house or putting it on the market might have job concerns. Mm-hmm. I got to see how this plays out to make sure, you know, I still have, you know, an income source to support, you know, not only my housing costs, but my lifestyle.
Sure.
One thing we did do, I mentioned how some of our outreach and again, you know, we try to do a lot of good with Suits for Success and New Life refurnishing, you know, furniture, the furniture bank, and a lot of these things have been put off. But we did, again, you know, try to be relevant even during COVID-19. Governor Baker, to keep real estate transactions moving, I did an executive order where documents that are brought to a closing, for instance, smoke detector certificates, inspections like that, you could close without them. It was an emergency order. So a number of fire chiefs had some concerns, you know, just to track it. And I think they recognized, hey, we got to keep business going. So what we did is there's 28 communities in Norfolk County, and it's great, always great to work with the Quincy Fire Department. We sent out monthly the sales that took place, the transactions that took place, and we got good feedback from the chiefs because it allowed them to kind of double check things and know, okay, that sale went, we gotta make sure, you know, for public safety reasons.
Yep.
So that, you know, just because that piece of paper didn't get brought to the closing doesn't mean there's not a public interest, especially, you know, from a fire department's perspective, of yeah. making sure that everything is up and running and legal. And so, you know, just, again, it's a small thing that we did, but it's just, we, you know, as I always say, registry is, you know, an arm of government many people don't know about, but you try to make it relevant and be cooperative with your local community colleagues who, you know, had an issue like, oh, how do we track, you know, mm-hmm. want to track and make sure that these inspections get done at some point. They might not be getting done for that particular day when the
right.
house is being sold, but we got to make sure it's done. And so again, it's just one small way that
yep.
those of us at the Registry of Deeds try to work with other colleagues in government to make sure, you know, the common good gets served.
Yeah. Do you know, does the certificate need to be paid for at the closing, or can that also wait until it's inspected?
Well, usually you bring it to the closing.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's all, you know, that usually the closing attorney isn't taking a fee for the smoke detector certificate, but the closing attorney wants to see proof that there's working smoke detectors
gotcha.
And all
okay.
that. And the money would be getting paid directly to the town by the, you know, usually the real estate brokers
yes.
and the sellers are working right. through that to make sure they get the certificates of inspection.
Sure.
So that's not a cost that's typically put on the settlement sheet. It's usually, you know, taken care of prior to the closing.
Okay. Yeah. Have you seen any real estate scams, Bill, particularly related to the pandemic?
No, you know, the only thing we did see had nothing to do with the Registry of Deeds. And we always tell people, you know, hey, be aware of the deed scams. And it's always a good time, opportunity when you bring this up to plug. We have a consumer notification service where mm-hmm. you can sign up because the FBI says the fastest growing crime is property fraud and mortgage fraud. Mm. Where here in Norfolk County, you can sign up and any document that comes across in your name, you get an email on. And sometimes it's not you. You know, you can, you know, check on the website. I'm William Patrick O'Donnell, but I got a notice. It was a William J. O'Donnell. Oh, had nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
But there might be a time that it does. And sure. then the consumer notification service that we provide doesn't prevent the fraud, but you get on it right away. And if you're not good on the computer, in fact, it's been tremendously busy. We still, our customer service department, and again, I was very proud when I first started, I said, oh, we're going to have a customer service department. And you know, I was just at a, well, virtual meeting of registers yesterday, and there were some people going, oh, I got to get a customer service department because we're getting all these calls. So you could call our registry. We've had a customer service department here for years, 781-461-6101. They'll help you with that mortgage discharge situation. Like, hey, do I need one? What's the name of the bank that I need to get it from? But they'll also help you with the consumer notification service that if you sign up and you're like, hey, I got this notice, they could at least try to walk you through like, oh, that's William J. O'Donnell, not William P. O'Donnell.
Okay.
Or it pertains to a property in Milton and you live in Quincy. So unless you have that property in Milton, it has nothing to do with you. But back to the scams, what we've seen, and it's just anecdotal, it's more with people around Dedham and around the county, was that some people seem to have got caught up on that unemployment, that somehow their names, got compromised somehow, not through the registry info. In fact, but I've heard anecdotally it's been more, that unemployment scam that's going on. So as far as real estate, no, other than, just be aware of the deed scam, that solicitation where, they anywhere from $60 to $86, they'll get you a certified copy of your deed if you need one. We're not out, like I said, we're out at Quincy City Hall. We'll give it to you free, but if you need one, you could, send us an email and we could try to work something out, through the processes, the COVID-19 process.
Yeah, exactly. Also a good time to remind folks about the Homestead Act.
Well, always, and again, the statistically, those are down because home sales are down. But whether you're buying a home, you should make sure you have a homestead. A homestead, it's under state law here in Massachusetts. If you own a property, your principal residence, you have a right to declare a homestead. It's been amended to include if your property is in trust, depending on who the beneficiaries are. And again, no substitute for good insurance, liability insurance, but what the homestead does, it sort of puts a picket fence around your home so that there's no forced sale of your home. So it's always good to get a homestead. Quincy Access Television has been a great partner in getting that out. And statistically, usually in Quincy, the homesteads are way up, and that's because of Quincy Access Television. But it's a good thing to have. And it's something to check on. You should probably check because I told people there was an amendment. Thank you, local legislators. There was mortgages killed your homestead. And on March 16, 2011, they changed the effective date of the law. But if you refinance before that date, you may want to check because your homestead could have been killed. You might have, 20 years ago, I had a homestead. So you just want to make sure it's valid. And if it is, and it was valid, it's valid right now when you get the benefit of the protections. But if you did some refinancing, depending on when you did it, you might want to check because, again, the filing fee is relatively modest, $36 to get a filing fee paid for with a homestead. So it's a relatively modest fee, and I think it's a great consumer protection that is on the books for a reason, and you should take advantage of it.
Sure. When the legislature does get back in session, any pending bills that particularly pertain to the registry?
No. Well, we were involved in one, an AED. At the registry, put AEDs in, defibrillators, and we do it upstairs, even though that's, the law library and the grand jury and all that. We have it in the basement. And it's great. We come in and we get certified and trained. So a local legislator from Needham, who's a nurse, liked what we did and wanted to do like a sort of a pilot program. I know it's been ordered to third reading, but that's as far as registry stuff. We're always that's sort of not registry stuff, mm-hmm. but it kind of grew out of what we've done here. And the Red Cross says that if someone gets, if you can use that defibrillator in a timely manner, that people's chances of surviving are better. So, you know, we have the machines checked regularly here, and we have it here. And so that's not registry related, but I certainly am thankful. Representative Garlick, Denise Garlick out of Needham, who's a nurse, filed a bill, and it's been ordered to third reading, but who knows? And the only other thing we're watching is a lot of the, you know, the moratoriums and things like that have something to do. But no, we're just, and again, I want to thank the people in Norfolk County for being patient with us, because, you know, some people are like, oh, I want to come in, and I think they understand. I think people understand why there's a need for social distancing, why there's needs for restrictions. And, I think the proof's in the pudding. The Norfolk County Registry of Deeds, we have contingency plans. As a matter of fact, our disaster recovery office is still being used by our staff to keep people separate. We had a disaster recovery office. So if there was a fire or a flood, we never thought, oh, you'd be using it in a pandemic. But I want to thank the public for recognizing that there's got to be some accommodations made here. And we prided ourselves on people walking in and needing a copy of a document, or when we had office hours out there, you know, giving people services. But I think we're back to the core mission of the registry is, you know, if you're selling a house or buying a house, you want to make sure that the closing can take place, because if it can't take place, there's going to be a lot of, a lot of difficulties. And so many businesses intersect with the registry, mm-hmm. the banking industry, the construction people, mm-hmm. the real estate brokers. So I think the priority is make some changes, roll with what, you know, there's no handbook on how to deal with a pandemic and COVID-19, but make some changes so that we can stay operational. Knock on wood, we are. There's going to be future challenges, I'm sure, and hopefully we can meet them. But right now, the registry hasn't missed a day since the governor declared the emergency March 10th. We've been open for business, and business has been taking place. And I want to just thank people for their patience, and of course, thank the employees, because without their efforts, you know, we're not staying operational.
Sure. Well, you say it all the time. The most valuable asset most people have is their homes, and particularly in an emergency, you want to be able to prove that you own that property.
Right. And I think what's happened as we get further into the pandemic, it's just accepted that we're open. But I got to say, those first few weeks in March into April, I got more calls from people who's, you know, someone say, "Oh, my son's buying a house," or "My daughter's buying a house." More calls about, is the registry going to be open? So it becomes personal for people. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, people who probably never thought, you know, what's the registry of deeds, were calling up to like, hey, are you going to be open? So, now I think it's just expected that we're open. And that's a good thing, I guess. But it shows that we've kind of, you know, stayed operational. But boy, in March and into April, we got more calls about the registry being open. So it showed that, people were recognizing, wow, we got to make sure these documents get recorded. Right. We can't buy a house. We can't sell a house. Yep. As I say, registry of deeds is a sleeping arm of government. But when you think about it, the biggest asset we have is our homes. Yep. And that's what we deal with.
Website and phone number, Bill, for folks?
Sure. Our website, a lot of good information, whether you're buying a house, selling a house, just real estate questions in general, you need to look up information. It's www.norfolkdeeds.org. Remember, our documents go back to 1793, so you can do historical research as well as just your business research. As far as customer service, they're still around. They're still answering the phone, 781-461-6101. Or if you want to email me, registeroDonnell@norfolkdeeds.org, and you can email me, and we'll try to help you out.
Great. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you, Bill. I want to wish you and your family and staff to stay healthy and stay well.
Yeah, same to you, Joe, and same to everyone out there watching. Everyone be well, be healthy, and be safe.
All right. Take care.
Take care. Thank you.